West Indies cricketers are out of quarantine and preparing for three T20s and two tests against the Black Caps. For one star batsman, the runs have already started to flow and Kiwi Kai has been helping to cure the Caribbean homesickness. Darren Bravo scored a century in the three-day match against NZA in Queenstown, which finished in a draw yesterday, and struck the one and only double ton of his test career against the Black Caps in Dunedin in 2013. Bravo averages over 60 in tests in New Zealand and he's hoping to feast again this tour. So what is the secret to his success in Aotearoa?
Probably the food tastes like home. I think the conditions, the wickets have been very, very good for batting. We don't really get those sort of wickets back in the Caribbean. And as I said, when you play in these conditions, you get value for your shots and stuff. And I'm someone, I think I'm quite capable of batting long. So just a matter of getting a start.
Making the contest all the more interesting will be the involvement of live crowds. Bravo recently played in the Caribbean T20 League, which was held at empty grounds due to the COVID-19 pandemic. While conceding a raucous crowd isn't always good for his concentration, he says New Zealanders should be congratulated for getting the disease under control, allowing fans to pack into stadiums.
More so when I'm batting, whether they are fans or no fans, it don't really make a difference for me. Actually, it's a bit easier when the fans are not there. But it will be nice to have fans out there, you know, looking at the game, obviously, with the pandemic and stuff. That will be tremendous.
And that was the West Indies batsman Darren Bravo there.